Okay. Hello, everybody. Some people are still coming up. Okay, good. Let's start. Hope everybody had a good Shabbos. Right, so we're still really at the beginning of the Gemara. We'll start to discuss a few things. Let's try to get to the Gemara. It says, Itmar Baseva Bayam let's say a karka typically. The Bais is Gaiva. This is going to be Kanulabo. The Gemara speaks out the parameters of the Machlekes. Rashi says the Nafkamina is the Machlekes. The Gemara says first, what the Nafkamina is not. It's not basically dinner of Plaitis and Echosim Alalu. With the Leiva sold in Echosim during the term of the loan. Where he was makdish in the chasim. So even though the chayyur bashkafa rishoni would say the validity of the mechir is taller than the machlekes abayin rabba. Going to abayin, it's not a mechir because the machayyur gave it. And according to rabba, it is a good mechir because we had all the habu gave it. So Moshe says, no, that's not true. Clearly, I'm a lady that the mavel could come and be tariff. The question trapping more is that even though according to rabba, it's a good mechirah, but the Malva could be tariff anyway. Because the Malva has a shibud, and therefore it can be tariff than a chasm from the Lekech, it can be tariff than a chasm from Hekdesh. Rashi learns not the way. Rashi learns that the Pshat in the Gemara is that just like according to Abaye, it's not a good Mechira. According to Abaye, for sure, it's not a good Mechira. The Malva is tariff l'mafreya. Then the Mechira was never good in the first place. But the Gemara says, Rava also agrees, Kleyamalik Pligi. That the Malva could be tariff because the Mechir wasn't a good Mechir. That's very Mechutish to Kapshat in the Gemara. That the Malva could be tariff because the Mechir was not a good Mechir even according to Rava. And Rashi says, Hezber, because even though according to Rava it's Shaloi, but it's not Bishusai. And we learn that from Ishki Akdish is basically it can only be Makdish, it can only sell something that's Bishusai. That's a Rashi learns the Gemara. There's hakadik in the Gemara like Rashi. The Gemara is meduk like Rashi. Maybe it's not mukhuk, but it's meduk like Rashi. Because according to Abaye, why can the Malva be tariff? With the labor sold in a chasim. According to Abaye, the Malva comes in his gevel and mafreya. So what's the mechira of the mechira? The mechira of the labor. Avadanat? The labor sold something that didn't belong to him. It wasn't shalai. If the reason why according to Rava, on the other hand, the Mechira is a good Mechira, but the Malva can be tariff anyway because it's Nechasim Shubadim, so then it's not that Rava and Abai aren't arguing. They are arguing. They're not arguing whether or not the Malva could be tariff, but they are arguing about why the Malva could be tariff. According to Abai, could be tariff because the Mechira wasn't a good Mechira. According to Rava, the Malva could be tariff because the Mechira was a good Mechira, but it could be tariff anyway. The Lashon of the Gemara is more mashma, it's not mukhuch about it, but the Lashon of the Gemara is more mashma that kuliyam le pligi, that they both agree to the etz and din, that the mechir is not a good mechir. They may argue why the mechir is not a good mechir. According to Abai, because it's a shaloi. According to Rava, because it's a b'shusai. But the bottom line, according to both of them, is the mechir is not a valid mechir. So the point there is that the Gemara, it's not mukhuch. Because the Gemara just means it's not. That lemais legabi, whether or not the mavel could be tariff, it comes out to the same din. But one can hear where Rashi is coming from. Rashi is coming from the pasuk, the pasuk to mashmois of the Gemara, that Rashi took that literally. They're not arguing. Both agree that Ma'al agreed there for the same reason, because the Mechir wasn't a valid Mechir. Rashi asks, so what about the Gemara? What about the Gemara can say that Hektish Mafkir Medei Shibud? Hektish Chometz, Rav himself said, Hektish Chometz V'Shichra Mafkir Medei Shibud. Here it says that the Ma'al can come and can be tired from Hektish. What about the Gemara that Hektish Mafkir Medei Shibud? Just such a Gemara, we have the Gemara in Yevamos, where the Ksuvi had a Ksuvi Sisha, and Nixit Saint Basil, because she's a Valchayv. And the Gemara says that if the Mason were Paris, it's the La Misna, so Hektish, it's like Hektish, it becomes the Mason becomes Osrano, because it's not Tachriche Mace, it's Mafkir Medei Shibud. So what do you mean? Here it says you could be tired from Hektish. You're asking Michal, Kedusha Dom and Kedusha Saguf. This is Dom and Taka, the Mavel could be Gaiva. But Kedusha Guf is Mafkir Medei, Shibud. Yeah, so I thought to say before Shabbos that the Chayim are even here asking Rashi from four issues. There are four issues that the Chayim grapple with from this Rashi. The first issue is, and this is the one that we talked about already before Shabbos. The first issue is, why does Rashi need it? I mean, why does Rashi have to say that the Malva could be Tarif because the Mechir is not a good Mechir? The implication is, I mean, why Rashi says it, maybe it's Meduk and Lashon Gemara, like I said before, Kali Amalei Pligi. At the end of the day, the implication of Rashi is that if it would have been a good Mechir, the Malva could not have been Tarif. The reason why the Malva could be Tarif is because the Mechir is not a good Mechir. Had the Mechir been valid, the Malva could not have been Tarif. Why is that true? The Malva has a shibud on the karka. That's what a shibud means. A shibud means that the Malva is supposed to be given from the karka. So even if the mecher is a good mecher, but the Malva still has a shibud to be given from the karka. The fellow bought karka mishubedis. But now the Malva comes and he has a schus to be given from the karka. The Malva has a schus to be given from the karka. So even if the mecher was a valid mecher and the karka belongs to the lekeach, but what does the lekeach own? He owns a karka mishubedis. So the Malva comes and he's tarif for shibud. So now we saw before Shabbos, Reb Shimon Shkop says Pshat that the Malva the way Reb Shimon says it, there's two ways to say it. I think the way Reb Shimon says it is that the Malva's schus is not in the karka. The Malva schus is in the leiva. Because what the Malva has is a schus to be gaiva the chayiv. Vias chayiv by definition is from the leiva, not from anybody else. Vias chayiv by definition means to be gaiva the chayiv from the leiva. That's from the karka. The karka is a thing. You're not gaiva chayiv from a thing. You gaiva chayiv from a person. The schus vias chayiv is from the person. It's from the leiva. But the idea of shibud is that he's a schus to be gaiva the chayiv from the leiva, from the karka of the leiva. But it's still a schus from the leiva. If the karka no longer belongs to the leiva, then the malva schus would be worthless, because it's not a schus to be given from the karka stam. It's a schus to be given from the leiva, from his nechasim, from his karka. So mimela, had the mechira been a valid mechira, 100% a valid mechira, had the mechira now gone over totally, the karka totally gone over to the lekeach. So in the lekeach's karka, the malva has no schusim. Because it's chus to be gaiva chayv, and a chayv means from the leiva, not from the lekech. So al kochach, Rashi learns. So therefore, Rashi learns that al kochach, what happens by a shibud, is that since the malva has a chus in the leiva to be gaiva from the leiva from his nechassim, so that circumscribes the control of the leiva over his nechassim. It makes it an enei bishusay. But now the leiva is not really fully in control of his nechassim. There's somebody else who has a schus to be gaiva from the leiva from his nechassim. That's mevatel lemekach because my basic b'shusay, I call b'shusay. Since it's now the nechnichsei haleiva are not really b'shusay leiva so much, so therefore the leiva can't sell him, and it's a bitl mekach. And now when the malva comes in, he's tired. He's not tired from the lekech. He's really being tired from the leiva. That's how Reb Shimon says it. It's a schus from the leiva to be gaiva from his nechassim. Maybe we can say a different nusach that might be a little bit easier to hear. Not sure that it's. It has to say like this: la'olam zchusus in the karka. But the zchusus is in the karka to be gave the chayv. The zchusus is to be gave the chayv from the karka. It's only called a gvias chayv when the karka belongs to the leiv. When the karka doesn't belong to the leiv, it's not a gvias chayv. The malvis zchus is in, even if we'll say that it's in the karka, but it's not stam a bialis in the karka. It's not a bialis in the karka. The malvis is zchus to be gave the chayv from the karka. But it's not called a gvias chayv if the karka belongs to somebody else. Now, probably you have to say, no, the karka still belongs to the leiv. The mecher wasn't a good mecher. I'm not sure if it makes, it could be that this is just the same. It could be that it's a distinction without a difference. Rav Shimon's nusach is, it's a schus in the leiver to the geiver from the leiver from his nechas. I'm saying a slightly different nusach that I think is maybe just easier to go into, just goes into my head easier. That it's a schus in the karka, but it's a schus to the geiver, the chay from the karka, and if the karka is not the leiver, then it's not called the gvias chay. Could be that it means, it could be it's the same thing. I'm not sure that I'm really saying anything different than Rav Shimon. I'm just saying it's a different lashon, it's maybe easier to go. Maybe there is some nuance of difference. I'm not even sure. The Nekudah Rav Shimon is saying, if the Nechasek, the main thing Rav Shimon is saying is, if the Kaka really belongs to the Lekech, if the Kaka would totally belong to the Lekech, then the Shibud would be worthless. The Shibud is to be given the Chayv. If the Kaka belongs to the Lekech, it's not a Gvias Chayv. Al-Kochach, that the Shibud is not Stam in the Kaka, that he owns the Kaka, that he has a schus to take the Kaka. That the Shibud is to be given the Chayv from the Kaka. So that means the karka has to belong to the leiv. But if the leiv sold the karka, so where's the schus? So I'll talk if that is a bitul mekach, that the leiv taka didn't have a schus to alienate his karka. Okay, so that's nekudah number one. Then, nechayim have another nekudah. Another issue here. This is the tzais. The tzais, Kufi Zayin, the tzais raises the question. If in fact the mechira is not a good mechira, that's why the marvel could be exactly what I said.
Yeah, and Rebbe's in Rav Shimon Shkab was saying that that's
I'm
why.
One second.
Is Rebbe hearing
me? Is that me or you? That's my Rebbe, fault. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
Does Rebbe hear me now?
Yeah.
In Rav Shimon Shkab was saying that that's not a mecher because if it would be, then it wouldn't be a gvias chayv. But that's like the reason why the mecher is not chal.
No, he says that's why Rashi had to say the mecher is not chal. The reason why Rashi had to learn the mecher is not chal is because if the mecher would be chal, he wouldn't be able to be gvias. And we know that he could be gvias. So that forced Rashi to learn it must be the mecher is not chal. Why is the mecher not chal? Because it's enem b'shusa. And what makes it enem b'shusa? And in a way, and that's and even more. And what makes it enem b'shusa? What makes it enem b'shusa? Is that the malva has a schus to be gave? What makes it ainav shusay? Or maybe that's why Rav Shimon needs to say it's a schus in the leiver. If it's what makes it ainav shusay is that since the malva has his teeth in the leiver, he has a schus in the leiver to be gave from his kaka. So that ties the leiver's hands. It makes it. It means the leiver doesn't have so much control in the kaka. Because the malva has schusim in the leiver that prevent the leiver from being over that prevent the leiver. The malva has a schusim in the leiver. He has his teeth in the leiver that he has a schus in the leiver to be over from his karka. So therefore the leiver's control over his karka is now limited. So that prevents the leiver from selling the karka. If he would sell the karka, the malva would lose out. But the malva has his teeth in him that he can't sell that is he doesn't have that's that much control. That's what it means that the Malva has chusim in the leiva. That means he has control over the leiva, that the leiva doesn't have the freedom to sell his kaka and prevent the Malva from going from the kaka. I you know, Taka, this is important to Kudla. I think this maybe that's why Rav Shimon stressed. I wanted to get out of it because I thought it was a little bit hard to go into, it was a little hard to swallow. I wanted to say an easier version of Rav Shimon, that it's a chusim in the kaka to be going with the chayv, but if it doesn't belong to the leiva anymore, it's not called the gvias chayv. But if it's not a schus in the leiv at all, it's just a schus in the karka to be gave the chayv. But the leiv is still a total violent, so let the leiv sell it. Now you're not going to be able to give us a tough luck. But the mice, you can't sell it. It's ain't a mishusa to sell it. What makes it ain't a mishusa to sell it? That's not, I think, why. Now I'm realizing that's why Reb Shimon needs to stress. It's not just a schus in the karka to be goyim v'lechayv. It's a schus in the leiva. It's a schus in the leiva to be goyim the chayv from the karka, from the nechasim of the leiva. And that schus in the leiva ties the leiva's hands. Because if the leiva's going to sell the karka, he's going to deprive the malva of his schus. Well, the malva has a schus in the leiva, don't do it. That's what the schus of the malva says. The malva has a schus, he has a claim on the leiva that you're not allowed to alienate your karka and prevent my being gave the chayv from the karka. You don't have that freedom. You gave that freedom over to me to prevent. You forfeited that freedom by being mishtavet to me. So that's what Rashi means, that it's saying in Bishusa. And now I understand Rav Shimon Taka drop better. Yeah, exactly.
Rav Shimon Shal kept emphasizing, like, it is a mecher, but just l'inyan zeh, it's not a mecher. Kept saying that. Like,
yeah, we're going to come to that in a second. One thing at a time. First, this Nikudin. Yeah, so the Ksai says the following question. So moving on. The Ksai says the following question. So what happens? So we know if the labor defaults on the loan, the malva comes and he's tired from the lekech. That's the gemara. Osi malva v'tarif, osi malva v'parik. And Rashi says, because the mechir wasn't valid in the first place. That's any b'shusay. That's what we're explaining. But what happens if the labor did not default on the loan? The labor paid the loan back. So the malva obviously is not going to be tired for the karka. So the karka l'chayr belongs now to the lekech. The lekech bought it. The labor paid off the loan like a nice citizen. And Shalom al Yisrael, but Shuta. He asked the Ktois, L'chayra, the Mechira was never a good Mechira. If B'shas Maisa, when the labor sold it, he was still a Baal Chayv, he still owed money. And therefore the karka wasn't in his reshus to alienate. That's a fancy legal word, to alienate. It means to sell it away outside and that's it. That's what it means. He sells it away, so he alienates it from the malva. So if since at the time of the sale the labor still owed the money and he was meshubah to the malva and therefore was ene b'shusay to alienate, so even if the end he did pay the loan, but the mecha lechayr should be bottled because it was ene b'shusay. And about it, it's not true. About it, that's not true. The malva has a right to be tayrif the karka from the lekech. But if the malva was satisfied, if the leva satisfied the malva with money, about it, the mecher is a good mecher. The mecher is a good mecher. It's a valid mecher. And he might say, "Machol yoyim." People sell karka that might have bali chayv, and the mecher is a good mecher. If bali chayv come, then echinamin, and the bali chayv a tayrif, and then you have a chrayis and meisim, But if the Baal Chayv is satisfied in some other way, then about the Mecha is a good Mecha. Why is the Mecha a good Mecha? The labor had no right to sell it in the first place. So what the Ksais answers will come to in a second. But L'chayra, Nechti Anar, if we only have this question of the Ksais, you could say maybe a posh, you could say a posh to answer. So like this. What about according to Abai? Abai certainly also the mecha is not a good mecha. The chiddush in the law is that Rav is also made of the mecha is not a good mecha. You know, don't think superficially you would say according to Abai it's not a good mecha. According to Rav, it is a good mecher. The Gemara says, no, kli al malik pligi, even according to Rav, it's not a good mecher. And Rashi explains because it's ene b'shusay. But according to Abai, it's possible that it's not a good mecher, because it's ene shaloi. Could we ask the same question in Abai? According to Abai, it's ene shaloi, because l'mafreyu goyve. So even if at the end you paid the malva back, but the mecher shouldn't be a good mecher, because it was ene shaloi. Is that a good question? According to Abai, let's move into it. According to Abai, it's possible the mecher is not a good mecher. I'm afraid we'll go over. So the Avad of the Malva can come and be tariff. The mecher wasn't the mecher in the first place. It was Eina Shaloi. And what if the Leva paid the Malva back? Why isn't the mecher bottle anyway? Because when he sold it, it was Eina Shaloi. Is that a question? Yeah, Ethan.
I think not, because the Fia Baya, it's only because of the Gila Nilsa later that Lima Freya was never his.
Freya. It's only Eina Shaloi if the Leva defaults. If the Leva defaults, like Gila Nilsa Lima Freya, that it was Eina Shaloi. But if the Leva doesn't default, then Avada was Shaloi. We could say, and who had an acquaintance to Rava? The Eina B'Shusai is only if he defaults. If he defaults, so then it's a gloy milsul mafeya that it wasn't, and it was just a sell. But if he satisfied the loan, so then it wasn't his rishus. The shiva, after all, is only the tzad that he'll default. If he won't default, then you don't need the shiva. So maybe just like going to Abaye, that it's the ain shaloi is only because gloy milsul is only in the tzad that he defaults. But maybe even if it's a Rava, the Gemara just says the Rava is made it tabai. Even Rava is made it tabai, because even though it's not Eina Shaloi, but it's Eina B'Shusai. So maybe the Eina B'Shusai is also only with like a Gloy Muslim Afreya. A Gloy Muslim Afreya that you didn't have the freedom to sell it away. He doesn't go so far to say Gloy Muslim Afreya that's Eina Shaloi. He doesn't think your Imamish Gavil and Afreya. But a Gloy Muslim Afreya that your hands were tied and it wasn't in your Shus to sell it away. But if you satisfied the loan, then your hands were not tied. Your hands are only tied to the extent that you default. If you eventually default, so then the Gloy Muslim Afreya, your hands were tied that you have to keep the karka available to the Malva. But if you satisfy the loan in the end, you satisfy the Malva in the end, so then your hands were taka not tied, and there's no problem of Eina B'Shusai. Just like a coin, Rav is not more from than Abai. If even Abai, who's the one to whom it's poshut that the mecher is not a good mecher, that's only because the Gloy Muslim Afreya. So when the Gemara says that Rav is also noted, because even though it's not Eina Shaloi, but it's Eina B'Shusai, it's not more than Abai. Just according to Abai, only said Eina Shaloi if it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya. So maybe Rav is Eina B'Shusai is also only within a Gloy Muslim Afreya. That would be shy, I have to say. The Tzais doesn't say the Steretz, because the Tzais has another kash. Tzais asks, and this is really the third question that the Chayyim are busy with the Rashi. And that is, if the Mech is not a good Mecher, so what's the difference in what's Kedushas HaGuf? Like Kedushas Domim, Rashi says, Rashi Mechalek in Kedushas Domim, Kedushas HaGuf. If the Leila was Makedush Kedushas Domim, he gave it to Bedek HaBayis, or it was something that can't be carved on the Mizbech, so he gave it to Makedush Kedushas Domim to the Beis HaMikdash. So then, Osim Alvil v'Parik, Osim Alvil v'Torf, and Rashi explained that the hekdesh wasn't a valid hekdesh. Ain hekdesh a hekdesh because it was ain b'shusay. But what if it was a kedushas aguf? What if the chayv over here? What if the shivan over here was a behema, and he was makdish the behema l'mizbeach? Rashi says hekdesh makim in a shivut. Then a valid malvi can't come. There's a chayv kedushas dom and kedushas aguf. What's the difference? Maybe we should elaborate a little bit on this Nakuda first of all, but just understand what it means. What's the difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf? Why is Kedushas Aguf mafkir the shibud, and Kedushas Domim is not mafkir the shibud? Says, so there's a Taisus in Gittin that mem. Taisus quotes the Rashi. Rashi says this in a few places. And Taitus explains it as follows. He says, the difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim is that Kedushas Domim, you can be paid from Hektish. But if a bias, or even Kedushas Domim and Mizbech, let's say I take a chair and I'm Maktish it, that the value of this chair will be for a carbon. It's also called the Kedushas Domim, because the chair itself is not the carbon. So these are Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Domim, what does Hektish do with the chair? When you give a chair to Hektish, what does Hektish do with it? Maybe Hektish likes the chair and they'll sit on it. But more likely, they'll sell it. and they'll use the proceeds for the Beis HaMikdash, whether for Bedek HaBayis, for Karbonis, whatever you were makdash it for. So by definition, Kedushas Damim is a Kedusha that you could be paid it out. That's the whole point of it, is that you should be paid it. Kedushas Aguf, you can't be paid it. Unless it gets a mum. So if it gets a mum, it becomes Kedushas Damim. But Kedushas Aguf, a behemoth that has Kedushas Aguf, you cannot be paid it. The Pesach said, you see, a definition, a basic difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim could be Paka. Kedushas Aguf has no way out. Like Dante is abandoned hope. That's it. Once it has Kedushas Aguf, it can't go out. The Mail Pesach says, that's the pshat and the distinction over here. The malva can come and he can take it from Ekdash. Because he has a shibut. The malva can come and take it away from Ekdash. He doesn't have to be paid even. He doesn't even need a pidyon. Because he has the leiva had no right to be makdash and undermine the malva. The malva has a right to take it away. The malva has a shibut. And Tosfos doesn't elaborate on this. How the malva takes it away. We'll come back to that. But when the malva has a right to take it away, where does the kedusha go? Where does the kedusha go? Where do all kedushas go when you pray to them? They go wherever they go back to. They go wherever they go. Kedushas Damim could be paka. So kedushas Damim over here is paka. The leiva didn't have a right to be makdashit in such a way that the makdash can't be paid it. Can't be terefit. Kedushas Aguf, on the other hand, once it's chal, it has no way out. There's no way to get rid of it. So when the leiva was makdash, the kedusha was chal. Now the malva comes and he wants to be terefit. Maybe he has a right to be terefit, but what's it going to help? How's he going to be terefit? Even if he's terefit, the kedusha can't be paka, so it remains kaddish. So maybe he can't be terefit. I mean, what good is it going to do to be terefit? Even if he's terefit, it's still hekdash. That's the place in Masbir, the difference between kedusha damim and kedusha aguf. L'chora, that's the positive difference. That's what Rashi means. Kedusha damim and kedusha aguf. Kedusha damim could be paka, so the malva can come and be terefit. Kedushas Aguf has no way to be pokah, so therefore the malva can't be terif. So that leads to the question of the choice. In fact, the choice, that would all be fine if we were learning that the mechter was chal, the hekdash was chal, and now the malva comes with the tzchus to be terifit away from hekdash. So then we could draw a distinction. Kedushas Damim, you could take away from hekdash. Kedushas Aguf, you can't take away from hekdash because Kedushas Aguf, you're stuck with forever. But Rashi told me that the reason why the malva is terif, even by Kedushas Damim, the reason why Osim Alva Vatarif, is because Ein Hekdesh Hekdesh, the Hekdesh wasn't Chal in the first place. If the Hekdesh is not Chal in the first place, then what's the difference between Dom and Kedusha Aguf? Here, the svar that I was said that we said a minute ago is not going to help us. But this guy, before I said, maybe Eimim, Kari Mecher is only in the tzad that you defaulted on the loan. But in the tzad that you didn't default on the loan, then the Mecher is a good Mecher. The Hekdesh is a good Hekdesh. That's not going to help us over here. We're talking over here where you did default on the loan. You taka defaulted on the loan, and now the Malva wants to come and be tariff. So Ein Hekdesh Hekdesh. So how can Mekdesh is a good Fischal? The choice is a chiddush. I'm not a chiddush. I'm just thinking, I want to be misadded this in a very organized way. I want to go back a step because it. Go back to the. We're going to come back to this issue. So let's go back to the second question. The second question, which was Tzais's first question, was if the mecher is not a mecher at all, so even if the labor eventually pays off the loan, the mecher should still be bought. And we know that that's not true. If the labor pays off the loan, then the mecher is valid. But why? And the ma'isik wasn't in his rishus. So I suggested to Teretz a few minutes ago that the mecher aimim kari mecher when you default on the loan, it's only if you default on the loan. Just like Abai says, if you default on the loan, then the mafreya was ainu shalai. So Rava would say, if you default on the loan, the mafreya was ainu bishusai. But if you don't default on the loan, if you satisfy the malva with money, then just like Abai would say, then it was shalai. Then there's no mafreya. So Rava would also say, so then it was bishusai. But Tzais says a different teretz for this question. It's a different nusach. He says like this. He says that since it was biyodei liftos, since it was biyodei liftos, it's biyodei to satisfy the malva to give him money. So when you give the malva money, the mafreya, it becomes b'shusay. He compares it to Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say you were mocked to something. And then you sent it to somebody else. Let's say Reuven was mocked to your field. Then he goes to Shimon and he says, this field, I was mocked to my field. I could be paid it. And I'm going to be paid it. And when I'm paid it, I'm selling it to you. So it says in Gemara that it's valid. So it brings in Gemara that it's valid. Why is it valid? Gemara asks, it's a davar shloi b'lo'ilam. When he sells the field to Shimon, it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to Hekdesh. We must know since Biyodai, so Biyodai takes off the Chisar of Domish Leib Alayla. Now, the third Pashat Trad Nakamara is when does the sale happen? When he's paid it, not Lemafreya. But so he seems to understand Pashat Nakamara that when he's paid it, Lemafreya, it's the Mecher is Chal Lemafreya. Meaning the Biyodai gives you the power to sell something that's not even yours yet. Since it's biyodai to make it yours, you could sell it now. That's a chiddush pshat in Gemara. The chiddush is not pshat in Gemara. It takes off the problem of davar shloi b'lo'ilam, but you still can't sell it until it becomes yours. The Tzais understood that since it's biyodai to make it his now, so even though it's not his now, it's only going to become his when he's played it. But since it's biyodai to make it his, so he could already sell it now. Even though it's mamash ein shaloi, kol shekein b'sein b'shusai. So if the Tzais says, since it's biyodai to be played there, so when it'll be paid it, l'mafreya, it'll have been b'shusay. And if it'll have been b'shusay, then the mecha is a good mecha. It's different than the story we said before. The story that we said before was the whole chisorin of eina b'shusay is if you default on the loan. So then l'mafreya became eina b'shusay. If you don't default on the loan, then l'mafreya wasn't eina b'shusay. The whole eina b'shusay is because your hands were tied by the shibud. But that's only if you default. If you don't default, then l'mafreya, there was no shibud. I said, just like in Abaye, Lemafreya was Eina Shaloi, because the Gvi is Lemafreya. So according to Rava, the Eina Vishusa is also Lemafreya. If you default on Lemafreya, was Eina Vishusa. The Ksais is saying a different word. The Ksais is saying, since it's Biyodai to pay off the loan, so the Biyodai to pay off the loan makes it that when you pay off the loan, Lemafreya, it was Kilo in your Rishus. Very much for the Ksais. I kind of grapple with this Ksais. Like, Mechatesa, that's not possible to have in the Gemara. We're just saying the Gemara of Biyodai that it becomes Hitler Mafreya. It says it's Biyodai to sell a Dovah Shalai Baloilam. But when is the Mechachal, when it becomes Baloilam? Moshe point is, if you could sell a Dovah Shalai Baloilam, when would the Mechachal, when it would be Baloilam? So Biyodai makes it, you can sell a Dovah Shalai Baloilam. When it'll be Baloilam, when it'll become yours. Not so clearly, but not so clearly Ksais. Upon him, but we still have this. But now we still have the third question. So the third question was, when you default on the loan, at least, so it's tainu b'shusay. So if it's tainu b'shusay, the mecha is not a good mecha. The hector is not a good hector. So what's the difference between dama and b'shusay aguf? Zok the tzais, a chiddush, says that the Kedushas HaGuf, you could be Makdash even if it's Eina B'Shusha. The Gemara that says, Ki Ish Ki Akdash is Beisai, my Beisai B'Shusha Yavkol B'Shusha, that's only in cases that are analogous to being Makdash Yibayis. When you're Makdash Yibayis, what are you giving it? Kedushas Dom, Kedushas HaGuf. First of all, Makdash is Bayis to Mizbeach. What did the bias get? This is dumb or this is good? This is dumb. Right? This is dumb. It can't be makdish. It can't be mark of the bias in the mizbeach. I get this is dumb. This is dumb. It has to be an interest in order to be makdish. This is a good. But they have a behemo. You could be makdish in the mizbeach without it being in your rituals. So that Rashi says that this is. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Why is there a difference between this is mizbeach and this is a good? Because Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas HaGuf. Why is the difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf? Because Kedushas Domim, it has to be in your Shus. To give something to Kedushas Domim, it has to be in your Shus. And here, by the life, it's not in his Shus. But Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas HaGuf, for that you can give it even without it being in your Shus. So maybe you can be mapped to that, so that's Mavkiyam Edei Shibu. Because it's Chal, it's Mavkiyam Edei Shibu. Kind of the place claims that he has a tshuva sari vosh like this. Then in the footnotes, they bring the Avnei Nezer points out that his mamash should chayot a tais sefer in the tshuva sari vosh. There's no such tshuva sari vosh. But the point, the place has this bombshell of a chiddush. Very sosim and Rashi. I mean, Rashi didn't say that. And Rashi said there's a difference between zdom and tshaguf. This is a guf is mafkim and deshibuk. This zdom is not mafkim and deshibuk. So being the tais is a whole bomb behind that. That's pekdushas mizbeach. The pekdushas domim, it has to be b'shusoy. Just like mecher, it has to be b'shusoy. But for Kedushas HaGuf, it doesn't have to be B'Shusay. Lefi the choice, if you have a behemoth and it got stolen, so even though the Gemara says, Gosel ben Nisiyash Rabbalim, Shnei men Yechel Matishay, Zelefi Shein Shalev, Zelefi Shein B'Shusay, that's if they stole from you your computer or something. So you can't be Makdash. But if they stole a behemoth, he can be Makdash in the Mizbeach. I is not in his Rishus. Doesn't matter. To be Makdash, Kedushas HaGuf doesn't have to be in your Rishus. What's the avon in such a thing? Why should it be cholok? You can't be makdashid kedushas domim. You can't sell it. You can't do any ma'isavayim. No, that's axiomatic. You can't do a ma'isavayim. That's the avon. Ish ki akdash basically says that if something's not in your rishus, you can't do it in a ma'isavayim. The pasuk is about hektish, but the gemara extrapolates from there to mecher also. You can't sell something in a same rishus. That's Bipshutu. We still maybe other sheetahs in Rishayim. Bipshutu, that's why those Rishayim hold it bitl mitam hefker. That's why you can't be mevatel something in Sanei Bishusay. Versus after Zman Isser, you can't do bitl because it's Sanei Bishusay. What should try this? Because it's a Maisa Bailam. You need each key actor basically to do a Maisa Bailam. That's to be in your Shus. Why should this struggle be any different? So, some of the pshat is that the aside that Chaim said, other Chaim also said, Chaim said the aside, he said there's a basic difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf. When I say Kedushas Domim and Kedushas HaGuf both have in common, they're both Kaddish. To various degrees, it's a Mila. Both like Kedushas Domim and like Kedushas HaGuf. They have in common that they don't belong to you. I mean, they don't belong to you in the regular sense. I mean, you're not a regular Bible. Kedushas Domim is not yours. It belongs to Hekdash. Kedushas HaGuf L'Chayra. It's also not. You can't sell it. You can't. So Chaim said, but it's not the same. So Kedushas Domim, it starts with the giving it to Hekdash. It starts with the ownership. I give it to Hekdash. Because I'm Yosu L'Gavayi Kamis Yosu L'Hekdash. I'm Yosu L'Gavayi Kamis Yosu L'Hekdash. Saying something is kaddish. I say this table is kaddish for Berakah Bayis, so I don't have to do a Ma'aseh Kinyan. Because Umar says, "Amir Rosu L'Gavayi Kamis Rosu L'Hekdash." So it's like a Ma'aseh Kinyan. My Amir is a Ma'aseh Kinyan. Now it belongs to Hekdash. Once it belongs to Hekdash, it becomes kaddish because anything that belongs to Hekdash becomes kaddish. But it starts with the haknot to Hekdash. Fundamentally, what I'm doing is I'm being machnet to Hekdash. The kedusha follows. This is like kedusha's mizbeach, said Rav Chaim. It's the other way around. Which it starts that I give it kedusha. The act of saying, you know, behemazu carbon or arezu oila, is that I'm giving it kedusha. I mean, Matbis Kedusha on it. Now that it's Kedush, now that it has Kedushas Mizbeach, so to a certain degree, it belongs to the Mizbeach as well. And not entirely. The Gemara has an expression in many places that may cover to a duvin, the after to a duvin. That even after I makdish the carbon from his beach, it's still my carbon because I get the kapar. So I don't know exactly what that is. But I'll compare him. The story of Chaim is that even though Avada, once the Tektish has it, once the Mizbeach has it, once I'm makdish of the carbon, so now it belongs to the Mizbeach, I can't. The Mizbeach has rights to it. But that follows the Kedusha. It starts with the Kedusha. I mean, now that it's a carbon, so the fact that it's a carbon gives the Mizbeach a right to it. I can't withhold it from the Mizbeach and so on. That's not Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said it for his own purposes. But with some of that, that's the Havan of here in the Ksois. What we're saying is like this. Like Kedusha is Domim, so it starts with the Haknot HaHekdesh. Haknot HaHekdesh, the rule is my basic B'shusha of Kol B'shusha. I can't be Makdis HaMin HaHekdesh if I'm not a Bailam. And part of being a Bailam, it's a Maisa Bailam, and it has to not only be mine, but it has to be B'shusay too. I need the total ownership of being B'shusay also. So I can't do it. It's not Chal. So Kashi, Ein Hekdesh HaHekdesh, just like Emim Kori Mecher, Ein Hekdesh HaHekdesh. Kedushas HaGuf doesn't start with the Haknot HaHekdesh. It starts by being Mechel Kedusha. I'm giving it a status of Kedusha, like by the Dharma. It's like I'll be moderate Bahano. It's also a Hatposa. I'm not beside the Kedusha. So the place is mechadish that just to be matvis kedusha doesn't have to be b'shusay. For that, it's enough to be shalom. The limud of my basic b'shusay, I call b'shusay, was said to do a hakno. I can't do a hakno on something that's not in my rishus. But to be matvis kedusha, I don't need b'shusay. It's enough that it's shalom. Of course, now that it's kodesh, it belongs to the mizbeach too. But that follows as a result of the kedusha. That's not I'm not being matnet to the mizbeach. All I'm doing is being matvis kedusha, and that I could do even my kedusha dom. Yeah, that I could do even that I could do even if it's any b'shusay. That kind of tzais with the Havana, with this Tosefta's Havana. But the thing that comes out in the tzais, that when Rashi said in Mechilik, Kedush HaGuf, Kedush HaDomim, that Kedush HaGuf is Mavkir Medei Shibud, but Kedush HaDomim is also Malva V'Porek, because Ein Hekdesh HaHekdesh. So what's the Yisoid of the Chiluk? Does it have anything to do with the fact that Hekdesh, that Kedush HaGuf, that Kedush HaGuf is not the Yitzib, is to have no opinion, and Kedush HaDomim has opinion? That has nothing to do with anything. It's a different thing entirely. It has to do with the fact that Kedusha's Dom is Akno, and Kedusha's Aguf is not Akno. So for Akno, it has to be B'shusha. For Kedusha's Aguf, it doesn't have to be B'shusha. So L'fil HaTzayis will come out, the Tyson Tzuvah, in Tyson Gittin Dachmem, which said, quoted the Rashi, and said a different Hasbar in Rashi. He said a different Hasbar in the difference between Kedusha's Aguf and Kedusha's Dom. Because Kedusha's Aguf is not Yaitzi, is not Yaitzi Al Yidei Pidyon. And Kedusha's Dom is Yaitzi Al Yidei Pidyon. That's not like the Tosafos in Masbin Rashi. Tosafos apparently held that the Mech the Hekdesh is Chal. Not like Rashi that Ein Hekdesh HaHekdesh. Tosafos held the Hekdesh is Chal. It's the Malva has a right to be paid it, to be tired of it. Malva has a right to be tired of it, but Kedusha's Aguf, it doesn't help because Kedusha's Aguf can't be gotten rid of. If the Tosafos is right, it'll come out that we can prove from Tosafos and Gittin Dachmem that Tosafos and Gittin Dachmem is Chaylik and Rashi in the whole Havon over here of Ein Hekdesh HaHekdesh Ve'en Mim Karim Mecha. The Tosafos holds Hekdesh HaHekdesh is Hekdesh. That the Leivid can be Makdesh. It isn't his Rishus to be Makdesh. It's the Mal that's Chutzim to be Torah. So Tosafos, he's Chutzim to be Torah, fine. You have, very nice to have Chutzim, but the Guf can't be gotten there. As Rashi holds, the Hekdesh is not Chal in the first place. Why is it has Kedushas HaGuf Mafkir Midei has Kedushas HaGuf Mafkir Midei Shibud? Because Kedushas HaGuf doesn't need to be B'shusha. It's Kedushas HaGuf, the Hekdesh is the Hekdesh. That's the choice in the house. The Maisa, is Rashi Mashma like the choice? Just a little show this to Rashi what he says, but he doesn't say, is he Mashma like the choice? Rashi is that the difference between Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Haguf is that Kedushas Haguf is Mafkia Shibud. Kedushas Dam is not Mafkia Shibud. That's more like a place, it sounds to me a lot more like Tesis. It's not that Kedushas Dam is not Mafkia Shibud and Kedushas Haguf is Mafkia Shibud. It's that Kedushas Haguf is Chal, even though it's Ene B'Shusai, and Kedushas Dam was never Chal. The difference is not that they have a Kedushas Dam Mafkia Shibud. The difference is that they chal in the first place. Kedushas Dam is not chal in the first place because it's ain't a b'shusay. Kedushas Haguf is chal in the first place. It doesn't need to be b'shusay. Right, that's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, or at least Rashi's mashma, the difference is not whether or not they chal. The difference is how much koyach they have to mafkir the shibud. Kedushas Haguf has a koyach to mafkir the shibud. Kedushas Dam doesn't have a koyach to mafkir the shibud. More like more al derech tayzim davmem. Tayzim gittin davmem. Yeah, but then the Tosfos Kash, of course, is very strong. What do you mean as a koyach to mafkir? Kedushas Haguf is a koyach to mafkir the shibud. Yeah, Kedushas Haguf has a koyach to mafkir the shibud if it's chal. But if it's ain't a b'shus, it hasn't chal in the first place. Elim Kay Neymar, maybe we'll say that's a bon kechod. Since Kedushas Haguf is mafkir, what makes it ain't a b'shus? What makes it ain't a b'shus is the shibud. And Kedushas Haguf is doch mafkir mide shibud. So Kedushas Haguf is chal. How's it chal? I have to have the Kedushas Haguf. It's doch ain't a b'shus. Yeah, but when the Kedushas Haguf is chal, then it's mafkir the shibud. If it's kind of mafkir the shibud, then it is b'shus. If it is b'shus, then it can be makdish it. So it's all boim ke'echot. The ability to be makdish it with the ekdish itself is boim ke'echot. That's very, I don't know. Boim ke'echot is explosive stuff. That's very logical. In fact, grapple with the Gemara has get to the other boim ke'echot. The Chayim talk, the Chayim himself has it that. But you don't always say boim ke'echot. Boim ke'echot is in a special case where the Chayim says that boim ke'echot only works like by get to the other boim ke'echot. It only works where there's some impediment that I need the get to take off, so the get can take off the impediment and be chal ke'echot. But where the koyach itself to do something can only come from the thing itself, then the thing itself can't give me the koyach to do the thing itself. When it's a meniyah, so the sila kamaniyah could be boim ke'echot. The sila kamaniyah with the dover and masalik as a meniyah could be boim ke'echot. But here, the ability to be makdish comes only after, as a result of it becoming kaddish. How can I be makdish it? How can I be boim ke'echot? Anyway, boim ke'echot is a handle with kir kind of thing. I don't know. To say over your boim ke'echot is difficult. I think maybe for some do say over your boim ke'echot. Yeah, Nathan.
Maybe we don't have to say boim ke'echot, but we could say that. Meaning the order is that because the kedusha, the hekdesh is chal, therefore the shibud is muf, meaning by damim, the hekdesh isn't chal b'chal. So obviously talking mafkir mide shibud, since ma beis obir shuso applies.
Right.
But by the meaning, and it's not that habayim ke'echad, but first the hekdesh is chal, and by damim, since the hekdesh isn't chal b'chal, of course it's not going to be mafkir any shibud. Yeah. Like you just like, oh, since the hekdesh is chal, that would be mafkir any shibud.
How is he
makdish it? Because Rashi quoted Mabeso earlier, that wouldn't be chal, that wouldn't apply to Kedushas Haguf. That would only apply to Kedushas Haguf.
That's the Tzaisis Teretz. Kedushas Haguf doesn't have to be Rishusai. That's not the Mashmais in Rashi. The Mashmais in Rashi is that the Maile of Kedushas Haguf is not that it's able to be chal, but that it's more, the Maile of Kedushas Haguf over Kedushas Domim is not that it's easier for Kedushas Haguf to be chal. The Rashmais and Rashi is because Kedushas Haguf is more koyach to mafkir the shibud. Maybe Kedushas Dam could also be mafkir the shibud if it could only be chal, but it can't be chal because my base is b'shusa. So probably the simple Rashmais and Rashi is not like this size. Yeah, but then I had to kushul duftus. So we're back to square one. So Chaim Moshe says in Numa Halach, he answered both kashas, both of the kseisas kashas. Well, the first kasha of the kseisas was, and what happens when the loivit pays the malva? Ultimately, so then the mecher is good. Why is the mecher good? But b'shas ma'aseh when he sold it, it was any b'shusa. And this new question: if the mecher is not chal, if the hector is not chal in the first place, then why is the dupa guf any better than pesu domin? Who cares that it's more kayak to mefkir the shibud, but it's not chal in the first place. So Chaim Leiza said that when Rashi says that the mecher is not a mecher because it's ain't a b'shusay, and the hector is not a hector because it's ain't a b'shusay, Rashi didn't mean that the hector is not chal at all, and the mecher is not chal at all. Rashi meant that the hector is not chal to shepher to be pegeya in the schutz of the malva. The mecher not chal to be pegeya in the schutz of the malva. Meaning like this: something that's literally ain't a b'shusay. That's like the model. Let's say something is totally ain't a b'shusay. It's stolen. It was totally ain't a b'shusay. So ain't a b'shusay, you have no chayv, you can't sell it all. Here, the kaka is b'shusay. Nobody stole the kaka. The kaka is sitting here. The lave is sitting in the kaka. The kaka l'chayr is b'shusay. But it's ain't a b'shusay to a certain extent that since the malva has a claim on the lave, so the malva's claim on the lave reduces. What does ain't a b'shusay mean? It's not in my control. So when it's stolen away from me, it's totally not in my control. So I totally can't sell it. Over here, it's not totally in my control. Here, it is basically in my control. The carcass is in my control. I can water it. I can harvest payers from it. It's in my control in many ways. But since the malva is supposed to be payers, if I'll default on the loan, so that much, my control in the carcass is reduced by that much. It's in my control, but not to the extent that my control over the carcass is going to compromise the malva's ability to be tayrfit for his chayv. That I have the freedom to do anything the kaka I want, except things that will be pegay in the schusim of the malva. To that extent, I'm not free to do whatever I want with the kaka. Still, the malva says to the leivit, you can do with the kaka whatever you want, but not if it harms me, not if it harms my claim. That you can't do. For that, your hands are tied, and it's called ainim b'shusay. The Mele, now when he comes and he sells the kaka, or he's makdish the kaka, the mechir is chal. When Rashi said, Eimim koi mechir, he didn't mean the mechir is not chal at all. He meant it's not chal to prevent the malva from being tarif. Normally, the mechir of the, it had the mechir of the, had the mechir been a total mechir, had the malva's, had the loiva's hands not been tied at all, he would have sold the kaka totally. So then the malva couldn't come and be terrified, because how could he come and be terrified? It sold the way to the calf. Maybe with Reb Shimon's hasbara that we said before, to be terrified has to be gvias chayv. If it's not the levers anymore, then it's not a gvias chayv. So what? I need to limit the mechira. What limits the mechira? But I don't need it to totally void the mechira. I void the mechira only to the extent that it's pegay in the schusim of the malva. So it's like a limited mechira. It's a mechira only to the extent, and only if the malva is not terefit. But if the malva comes and is terefit, then it's not a good mechira. We'll superimpose Reb Shimon's hasbara. For the malva to be terefit, it has to belong to the lekech. For the malva to be terif, it has to belong to the leiva. It's a gviat chayv. For the malva terif, it has to belong to the leiva. If it's sold away to the lekech, how can the malva come and be terif? That's not a gviat chayv. So therefore, the chayra, when the leiva sells it to a lekech, that's it. He messed up the malva. The malva was going to be terif. Kolzman, it's by it belongs to the lekech. The malva could be terif. Now it belongs to the leiva. The malva could be terif. Now the leiva alienated it. He gave it over to a lekech. The lekech, the malva, and the lekech, the malva has no claim. So now the malva is messed up. Comes along Rashi and says, no, one second. Rashi reads the Gemara, no, even Rav agrees. You can't do that. Because, yes, Rav doesn't hold from the Freyo Geiva, the carcass still belongs to the Leiva, but the Leiva has relinquished a certain amount of his freedom of action over here. By being Meshavet the Karka, the Leiva has reduced his freedom of action. He has committed himself that he's not going to prevent the Malva's ability to retire off the son. Now his freedom of action on the son is circumscribed. It's to that extent no longer in his reshut. So he can still sell it, but it's a limited sale. The sale is only to the extent that the sale doesn't interfere with the Malva's being tired of it. But the minute the Malva comes in his tired of it, so that much the sale can't prevent. And to that extent, it still belongs to labor. Maybe the way to say it is, now if the Malva's tired of it, then the sale is no good. But I don't even think it's retroactive. Not even retroactive. The sale is good, but not enough to prevent the Malva from being tired of it. I don't want to say this is retroactive. It's going to mess us up. Not retroactive. The sale is a good sale, but it's a limited sale. It's a sale only to the extent that you don't impinge on the Malva's chusum. So maybe like this. If the Leiva eventually pays off the Malva, let's say copy the first question, which says, if the Leiva eventually pays off the Malva, then fine, then the Malva was never tired of the Tzadr. Then the Lekech continues to live in the Tzadr for happily ever after. The Mecha was a good Mecha. The Mecha was a fine Mecha. It couldn't prevent the Malva from being tired, because that much of a Mecha it wasn't. But the Malva was satisfied in other ways. So the Leiva, the Lekech continues to live in the Tzadr for the rest of his life. Fine, the Mecha is a good Mecha. And then copy the second question of the Tzais. What's the difference between Zdom and Tzadr Zaguf? The answer is, even though the mecha is not that, even though the hektish is a good hektish, it's not a good hektish to get the malva out of the picture, because that much freedom of action the labor didn't have. So the malva doesn't lose his ability to be tarif, but he still has to be tarif. It's a good hektish, but the malva has to be tarif in mina hektish. So back to Zdomim, the malva could do that. The malva can come, he could be tarif in mina hektish, and to that extent, it wasn't the hektish itself is limited. It's a hektish. The ownership of Hektish is limited. Hektish owns it to the extent that doesn't interfere with the Malva. But if Hektish isn't ownership interferes with the Malva comes first. Because the Leiva never had a freedom of action to be Makdish it so fully, to give it to Hektish so fully that the Malva should be out of the picture. That's what this is done. But like this is a goof. Once the Hektish is Chal, so maybe the Malva still has the right to take it away from Hektish. But it has no way to leave. And then once it's Hektish, it's Hektish. It's not the Yitzhak opinion. So that's very much the Shibu. The Malva has a right to be terrified from Dusa Zaguf. But the right's not going to help him because the Maitre Dusa Zaguf is not Baka.
Well, Rebbe, isn't that like a catch-22? Because then really the Lova shouldn't be able to be mocked to shit if the Malva won't be able to get it.
Yeah, good question. I think it doesn't matter that it interferes ultimately as a. I think just like the Leiva owns it until the Malva is terrified. Say it like that. The way I said it before was the Leiva could be Makdish, but not to the extent that it messes up the Malva. You have a point. Here it is going to mess up the Malva. At the end of the day, it's going to mess up the Malva. Maybe we'll say it a different way. The Leiva can only sell it, but the Leiva himself, the Malva can take away from it at any moment. When the Leiva sells it, the sale is likewise limited, that the Malva can take it away from the Lekeach in any minute. Why? The Lekeach, the Malva can come and take it from him because he's a Bachay, but Evan Leiva Lish Malva. The Lekeach's not a Leiva, so why can the Malva take it away from the Lekeach? But a Yais that the Leiva's the Leiva's control was limited by this fact that the Malik could take it away from him at any minute. So therefore, the sale, by definition, has to be limited, that the Malik could take it away at any second, because more control than that he didn't have. He owned the field fully, but his control over the field was only till the Malik comes and takes it. So we can only sell it, that it should be sold till the Malik comes and takes it, and then it'll go to the Malik. But yeah, it's not so much that the Malva is going to be messed up. The Malva is going to yell. That's not the point. The point is you can't give the lekeach more than you have. Now, in the Einish Lo, we understand that for Dovah Pashut. I can't give Hektish more than I own. I can't give a lekeach more than I own. But here, you got to own it fully. But his control is limited. But his control limits the mechira. So he can't sell more than he has control of. What he has control of is the field until the Malva is there. So he can sell it until the Malva is tayrifit. But when the Malva is tayrifit, then the ownership comes to an end. It can't come to an end, but by Kutush Shaguf, it can't come to an end. So, man, there's no reason anymore to think that Rashi is not like Tosfos and Gittin. Actually, Gleisa Tosfos and Gittin. The difference between Tosfos Adam and Tosfos Aguf is how much ability does it have to be mafkir the shibud? Can it be yotze? Can it be Tosfos Aguf is mafkir the shibud because it once it's chal it can't go away. Tosfos Adam is not mafkir the shibud. Actually, Gleisa Tosfos and Gittin. Then it's Tosfos Rosh and Gittin is more saying it in Rashi. But as far as the Tosfos question, how can the Kedushas go from Mefkir Shibud? It was never chal in the first place. So Chaim says Rashi never meant it's not chal in the first place. But Haraya, if the Leiva pays the Malva, then the Lekeach keeps the Sada. Obviously, it was a good Mecha. But what did Rashi mean? It's Eimim Shusay. That it's Eimim Kari Mecha. He meant it's Eimim Kari Mecha. It's quite a very good shmack. He meant it's Eimim Kari Mecha more than he has Rishus over. The part that he doesn't have Rishus over is Eimim Kari, is not Mecha. But we delineate. What does he have reshus over? Or what does he not have reshus over? What he has reshus over is haka mocher. What he doesn't have reshus over is not mocher. What he doesn't have reshus over is when the malva comes in his tayrifit. That's what the leiva can't prevent. So that part of the ownership, that part of the time space continuum, that when the malva comes in his tayrifit, it belongs to the malva. That chelik of the sada he can't sell. So if he sells the sada, the lekeach or hektish owns the sada. Up till and if the malva is tayrifit. But then when the malva comes in, it's tayrifit, so then the malva can still be tayrifit. Yesh Lodun, I don't know if I want to call in. Yesh Lodun, does this vort of Chaim Moses stim totally with Reb Shimon's Havana? That the Malva can only be Tayrif the Sada if it belongs to the Leiva. So Shimon has to understand, Einim Koy Mecha to mean it mamish belongs to the Leiva. At least if the Malva comes, and it's sad that the Malva collects it, it belongs to the Leiva mamish.
Maybe we're saying that the Lovat can only sell it to the extent that he can't relinquish his right to it so that the Malva can't collect. He can't totally relinquish his own rights because otherwise the Malva can't get it from him. So that's what it means. He can't totally sell it because otherwise he'll have totally relinquished his rights and the Malva won't be able to collect.
So the Lovat sells it, but he sells it in such a way that it still belongs to the Lovat if the Malva takes it. If the Malva takes it, then it still belongs to the Leiva. Yeah, the problem we're having is, if that's the case, then even like this is a goof. But if the Malva takes it, then it still belongs to the Lekeach, then it wasn't Kaddish. I mean, it still belonged to the Leiva, then it wasn't Kaddish. Rav Chaim Moshe's point is assuming it really becomes Kaddish. But then when the malva comes in, it's tarifit mikanu lahaba, and tusha guf can't be paka. You have Shimon, I don't think it can it really belong to the lekeach, just the malva is tarifit mikanu lahaba? If it really belongs to the lekeach, then the malva can't be tarifit at all. It can only be tarifit from a leiva, not from a lekeach. I don't know, we're getting into very, very fine detail here. With the fear of Shimon, that you can only be tired from a leiva. You can only be tired from a loiva. If we have to say that the loiva retains his bilus in the field, at least on its side that the malva is tired of it. And so you have to say that when the malva is terrified, he's not terrified only mikanu lehaba. He's terrified mikanu lehaba, yeah, but you have to say that when the malva is terrified, it belonged to the leiva from the very beginning. If it didn't belong to the leiva, then how is the malva terrified? It must be that when the malva is terrified, then it belonged to the, it was retained by the leiva. Well, if it was retained by the leiva, how is the tusa guchal? Maybe it doesn't entirely stem with Kramer's description. What did we say before? Shimon says, "Slipping the leiva. Why is it a slipping the leiva? Not just a slipping the taka. Yes, it's the taka, but it has to have a shame v'schay. That's retained by the leiva. Prevents the leiva from doing." You have to say the leiva retains, it doesn't, it's not fully the leiva's. The leiva retains that it's his le'inyan the gevir. Not 100% the leiva's, it's the leiva's le'inyan the gevir. Tusaguf is still chal, because it's not the leiva's for everything. It's the leiva's le'inyan the gevir, but l'chol shah dover, it's not the leiva's, it's hektish. So now tusaguf is chal, it's not poka. Yeah, we'll think about that later. We'll, I don't know, I'm not sure. Let's make a sikkum. Maybe that would just be helpful. We'll make a sikkum of the ground that we cover. Maybe for that, everything will be clear. So we covered three issues. Issue number one, Rashi says that the reason why Osim Alva V'Parak, Osim Alva V'Torv, is because the karka is any b'shusvei of the loiva, and if ain't ekdesh hektish ve'emu koy mecha. But like, this is a goof is makir medeshim. That's what it says in Rashi. So issue number one that we covered is, what does Rashi need all of this for? So you have to say the mecha is not a good mecha. The mecha is a good mecha, the hektish is a good hektish. But the malva has a koyach, the malva comes and with his shivut, he takes it away from the lekech. If we haven't seen anything, that's what we would have thought. So now we have a Pshimon. Pshimon says that once the field is totally sold, then the malva has no, can't be turfed. Because the malva's schus is in the leiva, not in anybody else. He has a schus in the leiva to be gave him in the chasa. He doesn't have a schus in the karka. He has a schus in the leiva to be gave from, he has a schus in the leiva to be gave the leiva's in the chasa. So if it's not the leiva's karka anymore, so what is the malva's out of the picture? Of course, the pshat in shibud is the pshat in the malva is being able to be gave him in a lekuches is that the malva, that the leiva, since the malva has a tree on the leiva, so now the leiva's hands are tied. He lacks in his rishus. That's what it means. It's not in his rishus. It means his hands are tied. He doesn't have total control, and he's not able to sell the field. He's not able to sell the field and prevent the malva's being tired. So this were aimim koy mecha. The mecha is no good. To what extent the mecha is no good? That belongs to the other nekudas that we're talking about. But to whatever extent we're talking about, the mecha is no good. It's not that it's a good mecha, but the malva can come and be terrified. If it would be a totally good mecha, the malva could not come and be terrified. It must be that it's not such a good mecha. Because the malva's chutz in the leiva, the malva's chutzim in the leiva, tie the leiva's hands. So it's not as their shut to sell the field totally. And therefore, to a certain extent, to whatever extent, maybe 100%, maybe 50%, that's the next two steps. But to some extent, it's aimim koy mecha, and it retains the leiva. It retains the name of the karka of the leiva, and now the malva comes to be tarifit min aleiva. That's step one. That was Rav Shimon. Now we add step two. If it's really aimim koy mecha, so then even if the leiva paid off the malva, the mecha should be bought. And that's certainly not true. If the leiva pays off the malva, then the lekech lives there happily ever after. But why? The leiva was any b'shusha to sell in the first place. The mecha should be bought regardless of whether the leiva is metallic, the malva is dumb. So we had two answers. One answer we said was that just like in Abaye, who says it's ainu shaloi, but it's only ainu shaloi if the malva was gleiva. So then igloi milsul mafreya that it was the malvas and not the leivas. So when Rava said that Tzaneh b'shusha the leiva, it's also only within igloi milsul mafreya. If the leiva defaults on the loan and the malva is terrified, then igloi milsul mafreya that it wasn't in the rishus of the leiva. But if the leiva pays off the malva, then it was not in the rishus of the leiva. So therefore, if the leiva pays off the malva, then igloi milsul mafreya that it did belong to the leiva. And therefore, the mechir was a good mechir. That would be a simple answer. The Ksais is a different answer, a more complicated answer. That since it was biyodoy of the leiva to masal of the malva b'damim, so the biyodoy is enough to make it that even though it's ainu b'shusay, but when he'll be masal of the malva, then I'm afraid it'll become b'shusay. A whole machinery over here. The biyodoy gives it the fact that it's biyodoy now, therefore it makes it that when it'll be masal of the malva b'shusay, I'm afraid it'll have become biyodoy. Yeah, it's a very difficult, it's a difficult part. The way the other version is much, much simpler. That the Ainab Shusha in the first place was only within the Glaim Muslim Affair. If he defaults on the loan, the Glaim Muslim Affair, that the son was not in his Rishus. Otherwise, it is in his Rishus. Then we have the third problem, though. What's the difference between Sagufim and Sadomim? If the Mecha is not a Mecha in the first place, if the Hek is not a Hek in the first place, at least on the side that he defaults on the loan. Let's say it's Igloi Muslim Afreya. Fine, but here he did default on the loan. If he defaults on the loan, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that it was Eide B'shusay, and Eide Kdesh Ektesh, and Eide Kdesh Ektesh. So why does Rashi say that Kdesh Ektesh is different? Because it's Mavkim Edei Shibud. Yeah, it can be Mavkim Edei Shibud if it's Chal, but it's not Chal in the first place. Place in Gittin Daf Mem says the difference between Kdesh Ektesh and Kdesh Ektesh is that Kedushas HaGuf, once it's chal, it can't be paka. Kedushas Dom, I mean, even after it's chal, it could be paka, because it has binyan. Yeah, that's a nice distinction if the hektish is chal. But if the hektish is not chal in the first place, then it's a distinction without a difference. That's the kasha of Tzoyis. So Tzoyis has a radical teretz that for Kedushas HaGuf, it doesn't need to be b'shusa. You can be mechel, you can be matbis Kedushas HaGuf without it being b'shusa. You have a cow that somebody stole from you, you could be makdish it as an oil. This is a guf, doesn't need to be b'shusay. He said a hezru with Reb Chaim, because this is a guf, is not akna. It's a hatbat of dusha, and then mimele it belongs to hektish. This is domim is akna, and mimele it becomes chodesh. To akna, it has to be b'shusay. But just when makdish dusha doesn't have to be b'shusay. Akabodim, that's the choice of teret. The Rashi's lashon is not mashmak and choice at all. But Rashi's lashon is that the difference between dusha and dusha domim is that dusha is a guf is mafkir shibud, and dusha domim is not mafkir shibud. Dilus Masma, Kedushas HaGuf has the Kayach to Mefkiyah Shibud, and Kedushas Dom doesn't have the Kayach to Mefkiyah Shibud. So that's not the difference. Maybe Kedushas Dom also has the Kayach to Mefkiyah Shibud, if it could only be Chal, but it's not Chal. So if we have a Chaim Oysen Mahalach, and Chaim Oysen Mahalach has to answer both questions. Both the question of what happens when the Lev is Mesalach to the mouth of the Dom, so why is what, but the Mechah should still be bottled. And also this other question, what's the difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Dom? The Hektar is not Chal in the first place. Chaimayza said that when Rashi says it's Eina B'Shusay, he didn't mean that it's totally Eina B'Shusay, that the Mech is not Chal at all. Rashi just meant that it's not like something that's totally not in your control. You can't sell at all. Something that's partly not in your control, you can't sell to the extent that you don't have control over it. You can only sell what you have control over. You can't sell the parts you don't have control over. So I have control over the soda, that I can do whatever I want with the soda, except that I can't prevent the mouth from being tariff. So when I sell it, I also sell it to that extent that everything else, it's a good mecha, but not to prevent the malva being turf. So therefore, if I satisfy the loiva, so the malva will never be turf, but then the lekeach lives happily ever after. The malva had the kayach to be turf from the lekeach. But if the malva gets paid off, then the lekeach is fine. The mecha in all other respects was a good mecha. It just didn't prevent the malva's ability to be tariff. Okay, fine. The malva could not be tariff. So the labor pays the malva, so they're finished. The malva's gone. And likewise, that's the difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim. It's not that Kedushas, that they're not chal. When Rashi said, Ein Hektesh HaHektesh, he didn't mean it's not chal at all. He meant it's not chal enough to prevent the malva being tariff. But it is chal. The Kedushas Domim is chal, and then the malva's tariff, because the Kedushas wasn't chal enough to prevent it from being tariff. The Bailus of Hektesh wasn't chal enough to prevent the malva from being tariff. But by Kedushas HaGuf, yeah, maybe the violence effect is not chal enough to prevent the malva from being turf, but what good is it going to do if the malva to be turf? The Kedush is not going to go away. So the malva will be turf, then what is he going to have? He's going to have a carbon. It's not worth anything. What's he going to do with somebody else's carbon? So it doesn't even mean, it doesn't mean anything. The malva can't be turf to take away the Kedush, because Kedush is chdilei paka. So in effect, that's really mafkim de shibu. Because the malva can't be turf because to be terrified, he has to be terrified in a way that he could use, and he can't use it because Kedushas is not possible. That's what Primus says. The little what I was getting bogged down at the end is I'm not sure that Primus stems with the Shimon, because the fear of Primus in the Mecha is Chal. Just it can't be Chal enough to prevent the Malva from being terrified. But if the Mecha is Chal at all, then the Malva is being terrified from the Lekech. If he's being terrified from the Lekech, the whole point of Shimon is you can't be terrified from the Lekech, you can only be terrified from a Leva. And if it's still the loiv is, then how is Kedushas HaGuf chal? I don't know. But maybe there's a way to split that difference. I feel me. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Very interesting. A lot going on this evening.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rebbe.